Snoop Dogg vows nothing but love and respect for Donald Trump. By Simon Kent on January 28, 2024. Snoop Dogg used an interview Sunday to reveal he has nothing but love and respect for former President Donald Trump. The rapper was taking part in a long-form exchange with UK Sunday Times journalist Jonathan Dean when he made the declaration of fond regard for the man seeking a return to the White House in 2024, stating with a laugh, "Donald Trump? He ain't done nothing wrong to me. He has done only great things for me. He pardoned Michael Harris. So I have nothing but love and respect for Donald Trump." Harris, the co-founder of Snoop's first label, Death Row, was in prison for drug offenses when the then-president set him free, as Breitbart News reported. Trump handed out more than 100 pardons at the time, including clemency to Harris, 59, who was serving his sentence at the Lompoc Federal Correctional Institution in California. The rap mogul and drug kingpin, who was set to be released in 2028, was found guilty of attempted murder and cocaine trafficking more than three decades ago. Harris lawyers had tried unsuccessfully to secure his release, citing their client's autoimmune disorder and the coronavirus pandemic. Snoop Dogg's profession of respect for Trump is distinctly at odds with some of his previous efforts. In 2017, he starred in a politically charged music video that saw the rapper pull a gun on and shoot a parody clown version of President Donald Trump, as Breitbart News reported. Visuals for Lavender, a song that first appeared on Bad Bad Not Good and Catronata's 4, showed a clown-faced President Ronald Klump holding a press conference where he announces a plan to deport all dogs. The dog deportation plan spurs Snoop Dogg and a gang of armed men to ambush the parody President Trump. Snoop pointed a gun at Trump's head and pulled the trigger. A giant bang flag then pops out. Read the full Snoop Dogg interview with the Sunday Times here. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.